because the city of Asheville, to put it bluntly, has used its power over water as a weapon against its neighbors. And I come from Henderson County. We have a long history on water. We joined a water authority at one point in time that we thought was going to manage the water resources. The city of Asheville withdrew from that water authority, but some portion of the city of Asheville's water is coming from Henderson County and serves Henderson County residents. And so I view water as a regional resource and better managed by a regional entity that includes the city of Asheville, but not solely controlled by the city.
When you say Asheville used its water authority as a weapon, what do you mean by that?
It's tried to put in place differential rates. In the past, it has actually taken money out of the water that was generated from producing water and put it in its general fund to fund the city.
So I'm just going to list off some of the criticisms that I've read about to this bill. One is that the city of Asheville is not compensated in any way and is losing the authority and may have invested some money into this.
That's a good example of the city of Asheville views this as their water system. In fact, it's paid for by the water users. They're not all city of Asheville residents. Some portion of what they call the city of Asheville water system was actually Buncombe County water system. Some portion of the water system is down in Henderson County. So, again, the city has acted as if this is all of their water. I think if anybody ever was able to in accounting, you'd find that the city of Asheville has taken over decades more money out of the system than they've put in.
So the other criticism that I saw was that the city of Asheville is not adequately represented on this new board with 3 seats of the 15, although the majority of the water will be serving Asheville.
I understand the concern. I understand that they would like more representation. They probably could have gotten more representation if their position had not been just outright opposing anything and everything related to the establishment of this authority. I should note that, we had the same set of issues around sewer, and regional sewer authority was set up, and it has been wildly successful. The French Broad River is so much cleaner because the authority was just about providing sewer service. They put all their money that they got out into the system, and that's really what has to happen here.
Would the thinking be the same if it had been Henderson County that was running the water system, and then the legislature came and said Henderson County can no longer run the water system? We're also not going to compensate Henderson County.
We don't have – Hendersonville runs – the primary water system in Henderson County. Had Hendersonville had the same history as the city of Asheville had, perhaps you would have gotten the same solution. But unlike there, Henderson County and Hendersonville have an agreement as between them, as with the other municipalities there, and they work cooperatively together.
Is Asheville being punished by this bill?
I don't view it as punishment. I think, again, I'm not. City of Asheville looks at the water system as its own. There's where the fundamental problem is. The water system was paid for by the ratepayers, many of which are not in the city of Asheville. There are court cases that have already determined that the city of Asheville in the past has used its water system to fund its government. And that's wrong.